Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 257. Today we are going to start discussing a new topic, that is laryngeal mucosa. I invite your special attention to this topic because it is slightly difficult for anyone to understand it well. This I say because in spite of very keen attention, it took more time for me to understand it as it should be known. Main reason for it was that for the common man, larynx is not usually an organ he talks about. This is because no doctor talks about this organ unless he gets the notorious vocal cord polyps, usually frightened as one that can turn to a laryngeal cancer or throat cancer. For a common man, he is confused even between the pharynx and larynx. This is why I request you to pay special attention to today's topic. First of all, let us understand the minimum required anatomy and physiology of larynx. That means its structure, position, function, embryological development, brain control, etc., which are important for our GNM studies. When we say larynx, we should keep in mind that there are two tissues that need to be studied under two headings according to GNM. Here we are discussing the mucosa of the larynx and vocal cords. The other tissue we will study later in relation to larynx is laryngeal muscles. Let us come to the laryngeal mucosa proper. It is a tube-shaped organ situated between, or we can say connects two other organs, pharynx and trachea. If I say this way about pharynx, you will have a better idea about its position. The pharynx runs from the nasal and oral cavities superiorly to the larynx anteriorly for respiration and to the esophagus inferiorly for digestion. So, larynx is a part of respiratory tract but involved in talking and swallowing also. Its main function is to let air to pass from pharynx to the trachea on its way to your lungs. The vocal cords located within the larynx have important role in the production of sound. This is the reason for calling the larynx colloquially as voice box. The mucous membrane or the mucosa of the larynx and vocal cords is made up of squamous epithelium derived from the ectoderm and therefore is controlled from the cerebral cortex. The brain level control of the larynx also requires your special attention. It can be considered as a center located in the left temporal lobe and also as one located in the sensory cortex. The control center of the larynx is positioned exactly behind that of the laryngeal muscles and across from the brain relay of the bronchial mucosa in the opposite brain hemisphere. You can refer to any GNM textbook or website to know this better, where there are graphic presentations of the details of all the brain controlling centers of the temporal lobes. Another peculiar feature with regard to larynx and all other organs whose controlling centers are in temporal lobes is that there are different conflicts in males and females. Here, what is meant by gender differentiation is based on their hormonal status. If an individual is hormonal-wise a male, he is considered as male and he will be affected with male conflicts. And if hormonal-wise a female, she is a female and she will be affected with female conflicts. Therefore, when we pass on to the study of the most important part of today's discussion, it is the biological conflict linked to the laryngeal mucosa and the vocal cords. It is a female scare fright conflict or a male territorial fear conflict. That means the consideration of the person's gender, laterality and hormone status, which we studied during the first biological law of nature, becomes important here. Remember, those first few organs we studied also under the organs controlled from the cerebral cortex, like the excretory, tear ducts, eyelid gland ducts, conjunctiva, lens, cornea, nasal mucosa, and paranasal sinuses. They were not having a male or female conflict separately, as we start considering from the study of the laryngeal mucosa onwards. In future, when we will study the schizophrenic constellations in GNM, again we will consider the laryngeal mucosa and its biological conflicts of female scare fright conflict and male territorial fear conflict during the special constellation called flying constellation. Here, what is important for you to remember is that a scare fright conflict is the female response to unforeseen danger, while a territorial fear conflict is the male response to a territorial threat. So, whenever the tissue or organ of laryngeal mucosa is involved, keep in mind that there was a frightening experience that triggered the conflict, of course, differently in a male and a female. Friends, here we break the study of the laryngeal mucosa to continue tomorrow. Please wait. Until then, goodbye with best wishes. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.